season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Man, this weekend, I loved this weekend. This weekend was my jam. If you want to know my sweet spot, it was Sunday. At one point, I was standing on the corner of my deck like Jack and Rose on the Titanic, and yes, the wind is blowing through my knot hair, and I just felt the weather was perfect. The wind, it was the birds and the planes. It was just perfect.
It was like right at what, 80 degrees? Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
I had a pickle vodka drink in my hand. Mm-hmm. I was watching football. It was just
all day long.
Glorious. Absolutely glorious.
That, and I was doing just working outside, and nothing against any of my neighbors, but y'all were gone, and that was thank you. So it was really quiet on the circle. So it was heaven. Love y'all, you know.
But it's nice to have some alone time.
Right. Every once in a while, you like to have a little
to do what you need to do.
Yeah. So, and I was debating, okay, God, we're going to have another week of this, because it does. It looks like the weather's going to hold out. It's going to be beautiful this next week. So I'm just like, okay, one more week with the patio furniture. Oh. Yes. I'm not ready to put that away yet. That's such a turn the page moment, bringing in the patio furniture or covering it up or whatever.
Yeah. It's like you're committing.
Oh, it is. It's admitting it's over. It's like, now we're done.
Yeah. So Sunday morning, early bird, I'm sitting watching TV, and a commercial pops up for Hy-Vee. Maybe it was Saturday morning. Hy-Vee, one day only, Monday sale. Only on this Monday, these things are on sale, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
We're Diet Coke people in our house.
Oh, God, I saw that ad.
For the longest time, Diet Coke just in general hasn't been on sale at Hy-Vee or Walmart, like at all. And it's like normally a couple of years ago, it was like $2.99, $3, whatever, a six pack. Now it's $5.99 if you buy a six pack, a bottle Diet Coke. So we saw it was like $1.89 or $1.49 or whatever it was, Monday only. Today, we're recording this today only at Hy-Vee. I'm like, oh my gosh. I took a picture of it so I wouldn't forget it, to talk to Beth about it later in the day. And so I showed her, she's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, well, I'm always up early. So I figure in my mind, I blew it up to be a way bigger deal than it was. I thought there's going to be a line.
Is this the day after Thanksgiving for you?
Yes. This was my Black Friday. This was my Black Monday. So we were really excited, because we just usually get default to Pepsi because it's on sale. We just get whatever's on sale, you know? So we were just happy that our sweet Diet Coke was back and on sale. And right, so cheap. So like ridiculously cheap. So she was texting Angie, a friend of ours, and telling her about this. And Angie lives in Iowa, where there's a whole bunch of Hy-Vees, like the Nest of Hy-Vee. But it says only two per customer. So I'm thinking, okay, well, then whatever. I'll go to this Hy-Vee, get two, and the other Hy-Vee to get two, and then Beth will do the same, and then whatever. So Angie's like, no, just go to the self-check, get two at one register, go to the next one, get two at the next register. And I'm like, first of all, I'm like, this is brilliant. Never crossed my mind. Right? Never crossed my mind to do that, because I'm not a street person. I'm not like, I don't like to break the law. But then it's genius at the same time. So I was excited about that. I'm thinking, okay, great. I can get six, eight, two, four packs or six packs. And then Beth can do the same thing. We'll be minted for months.
Oh my God.
And so I go this morning, get up, go to Hy-Vee. And first of all, walk in, and there are people like walking back for the Diet Coke. There was no line. Don't worry about that. There was no line, but there were people walking back there to get them.
You're ready to push. You're ready to cut.
I was. I had a helmet on and everything. And so I go back and I pick up four, and I go up to the self-check, thinking, okay, here we go. This is where the rubber meets the road. And there was nobody around me, like no Hy-Vee people.
No hall monitor?
No hall monitor. So I scan it. And two six packs were like $2.96. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Pay for it. No big deal. First thing. And I'm looking around again. Boop. Nobody around. So I move the Diet Cokes over to the other, whatever, fridge, on top of the fridge, so they're not on the scale. And I zoop, the other two, ring up perfect, go to pay for it. And my bank declined it because it was a repeat purchase, the same exact amount within a few minutes of the, like 30 seconds. So it's of course, loud payment. No, it didn't say payment decline, but
decline.
It said, it's transaction decline, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, okay, it didn't say the first time because of a repeat transaction. So I'm like, oh, I'll do it again. Nobody's around me. So I did it again. Boop, same situation. Declined. Okay, got it. So at this time, I'm panicking because I'm thinking you're going to get busted because I got two things I've already paid for with the receipt. I'm trying to game the system.
You weren't also using your rewards card, were you?
No, I was not. Okay. You don't, because you don't have to.
I mean, they'd be tracking you.
They'd be knocking on my door right now. So I get nervous and I leave. I bail.
You left you sitting at the counter?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
So
did you not have another credit card with you at that moment? You did not.
It didn't cross my mind at all. Not one time. I was too nervous because I didn't want to get in trouble.
I'm going to guess that you thought it was turning you down because you were buying four when it was probably your bank, like you said.
Yeah.
And nobody even noticed that you're trying to buy four.
No.
And you could have used another card.
But that's the first thing Beth said after, because something, I went to another Hy-Vee this morning. So I'm thinking, this isn't going to beat me.
So I can't go home without four.
I can't go home without 25 six packs. So, and I could have probably, I'm sure. That's the first thing she said was, why don't you use the other card, weirdo? I'm like, and it just never crossed my mind. So then I went to the other Hy-Vee on 96th and same thing. I went to did the same thing, got four. Walked up and I scanned it and there was a lady there, like a Hy-Vee lady. Like,
oh,
not,
well,
not like judgmentally watching me, but watching me to see if I needed any assistance.
Yeah.
So I'm sweaty. I'm thinking, oh God, I can't. It's like, I'm the guy with a balloon of heroin in my butt and I'm about ready to go through security at the airport. I knew she had to know I was doing something wrong because I was so sweaty and I'm getting anxious just thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I scan my first two and then pay for it. No big deal. And then I'm thinking, okay, here's what I'm going to do. This is my brilliant idea. I'm just going to buy a pack of gum. So it's not the exact same purchase price going through again. So so I scan.
You could have just bought the gum with the Pepsi.
That's what I.
Okay, good. I was going to say, you just didn't buy just a pack of gum. And
No. So it wasn't like $2.96. It was like $3.17 or whatever. So of course. So then I scan the gum. And then all of a sudden it's like the computer starts to slow down. I'm thinking, what? It starts to slow down and then it like not freezes, but it won't let me like put my card in. Like it kind of froze for momentarily and just starts spinning and spinning. And it says some error on this, the computer thing. It wasn't a card thing. It was the computer error to where I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm again sitting with my already paid for six packs here and I'm trying to scan my stolen ones basically here in front of me because I'm not supposed to get them. So finally it unfreezes, but it goes back to the payment screen or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, I just have to do this again. Hit pay, hit card in, same thing. Spinny.
Oh my God.
And I have to go. And I was 90 seconds waiting there and it was spinning. I'm like, I'm busted. So I had to go get the lady and let her know what's going on. And she came over and didn't say a word about it. Clearly knew what I was doing, but then just took me over to one of the aisles and rung me out and I was totally fine. But there was something up with their system there this morning. And I'm getting anxiety now thinking about it. I got anxiety then and I'm not ever doing that again.
You broke the rules. It's not a law. These are not laws. When it says only two per customer, it's not a law. It's not like you can be arrested.
Right.
they'll get persnickety sometimes. I remember, what was it that I bought? And I can't remember what it was I bought. And they took two of them away because you can only buy two at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, just okay, fine. Just leave them right there. I'll come right back around and we'll pay for those. And she says, well, you can't do that. I said, all right, I'll go to a different register. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Somehow I'm going to do this.
I get when they're trying not to let anybody swarm.
Mm-hmm.
And hoard. It's not like you're going to buy all the Pepsi and then you're going to go sell it for a buck more on the corner and you're trying to make some money on eBay or something.
Right.
You're literally just wanting to buy what you can. And the purpose of the store is to sell product. It shouldn't be their concern who buys it or how much. There is no limit on anything else in the store.
Yeah. Unless you have that one person that's like, I come in and I want to buy all the Diet Coke. And this one person buys it all.
Well, what if somebody wanted to come in and buy all the 7-Up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not on sale, so they wouldn't care. But yeah. Because it's on sale, all of a sudden they care. Doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it's
that is nunya, right?
And they probably want to get, because they know they're losing money on the Diet Coke, but they're bringing people in. The more people they bring in, the more people buy bread and then buy gum, like I did.
They'll come in.
They'll come into Hy-Vee.
They'll still come in and be like, "Oh crap, I missed out." Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and buy the other crap I need.
Yeah, I know, it's frustrating. I get it. It's totally frustrating.
I see it as an unnecessary rule to enforce for their employees. Because I'm sure the employee is the last thing you want to do.
Monitor
the Pepsi purchases.
Right. It's the same awkwardness when somebody, one of them had to monitor the 12 items or fewer only line.
And almost always they didn't care.
Right. They don't care.
Nobody cares. And isn't it funny now? That's not even a consideration. Mm-mm. Because if you can, you use the self-check.
Right.
Typically. But it's kind of funny because there was a day when that would almost bring people to blows.
And I wonder if they even had it set in the computer to only do two, because when I was leaving the second scene of the crime, there was a guy with a cart, probably 10 of them, and he was just scan. I didn't look at what they were charging him, but very well, they might not have even put that in the system and just let people do it. It says limit two, just like on your merit, but
I don't know. Maybe somebody can explain that. Why that should be that way. I mean, I understand you want to make, let's be fair and make sure everybody has a chance. But what about, you know, if I get parked late because somebody is blocking me, but I was there first. So shouldn't I get my two before the guy who got to the store before I did? You know, how far does it go? Mm-hmm. How far does it go? And so it's like, it is what it is. You get what you get when you get there. And if you didn't make it, you didn't make it. But in the meantime, you're making Pat very tense.
Very anxiety. Very anxious. Very, very. And it's just funny that it never crossed my mind to use a second card.
Oh, my God.
It would have been a non-issue for the whole
thing. Yeah.
And I would have had, I'd be sitting here with 2, 4, 6, 8 instead of just 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 6.
So what store are you heading to after you get done today?
I'm going to go... I'll go to both. I'll go to this one because I bet it'll be gone. I have a feeling it's a one-day sale. It's probably just to get rid of all of it. I bet it'll be gone. But if not, I'm going to go to the one on 96th again and then 144th. And Beth's hitting another one.
Is there an expiration date on that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How close is it?
I'm not sure.
Wondering why they're trying to unload it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they find some old cases in the back?
It's like, crap, we got to get rid of this.
I see that every once in a while, like, okay, my Colorado Bulldogs, I like half and half. And every once in a while, half and half's on sale. That's because the expiration date is in 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can do it. I can do it. I'll take it. That's half price.
Well, and this morning when I was in there, the early morning bakery people were taking the stuff, the little banana breads and whatever. And there's a whole cart full of them. Apparently, they were either... not whatever, they're throwing away our expiration date past it. Like, well, that's still like literally today. That's still good. Like I would, and if they're going to throw it away anyway, what can I just take it?
Put them at the door so people can grab one on the way out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, take your chances, you know, if you don't buy any, but who knows, maybe some will be left over at the end of the week. What store? I can't remember what store it is. Family Fair. Maybe they have a rack in the back where they put some of the products from the bakery section that have expired, you know, or close to it, like within a day or two or something like that. And so there's some, you know, sweets and some breads and some other stuff. So you can kind of sort through and they're marked down really well. I just wish, when I start talking about this, it always makes me think of why can they not put single servings of anything for sale? Every once in a while, you might see a single serving of cheesecake. That's not what I want. I'm like, or the little loaves. Because if you're just one or two people, buying a whole loaf of bread, most of the time it's going to get thrown out. Part of it. You're probably not going to make it, right?
Most of the time. Like make like half loaves?
Yeah. Just a little half loaf. They used to have those somewhere, and I can't remember if it was Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee does make the little loaves like the banana breads and stuff like that sometimes. They have those little guys, but just regular bread. Because I don't need a whole freaking loaf of bread.
Just eat more.
I will not. I refuse. Hey guys, we'll be back to the podcast here in just a second. First, want to thank GoCurrency for jumping on the podcast with us and supporting our podcast. And by the way, if your business needs some easy competitive financing for heavy machinery, trucks, or other equipment, Currency's here to help.
Currency specializes in finding the best financing options for equipment, trucks, and other big ticket items. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance does the rest. Currency is equipment financing made simple. Just go to gocurrency.com for all the details.
Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing LLC, doing business as Currency, pursuant to CFL license 60DBO-54873.
Now back to our extremely entertaining podcast.
All right, real quick, before we wrap things up here today, I had to grab this email that we got. If you go to patentjt.com, there's a place where you can send us a note and say hi. And Marta did. And she sent us a note and said, hey, I found your podcast when I was looking for Andy Meyer's podcast. All capitals, 4 exclamation points, love it.
Sweet.
What? This is new.
That's awesome.
And she's now listening to 644. I don't know where she started, but it's the whole squirrel thing. She says, I love it. I too feed the squirrel. Super jealous of Pat's wife, who almost got to pet a squirrel even after a few cocktails. Love, love, love the show. Thanks for making me laugh during the workday. Cheers.
That's awesome.
Marta, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And then also got a note. This is from Valeska. And you might, Valeska has been really good at sending us some really funny crap. I mean, seriously, on Facebook, is where she sends in some stuff. She sent something for, what did she send? It's kind of a conspiracy theory type thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get into this. I'll take a look. And anyway, it was Tony the Tiger. Do you remember? When you think of Tony the Tiger on the box, the cereal box, can you hear? Okay, I'm going to try and do this. See if you can hear this. If this doesn't work, we'll edit it out. Hold on.
Since we were all mind blown from the Macarena in my previous post, here's another Mandela effect for you. On the count of three, without cheating, without looking it up, pausing the video, purely from childhood memories, we are going to say the color of Frosted Flake, Tony the Tiger's nose. 1, 2, 3. Black, correct. This is what we all remember. Apparently, it's always been blue.
Blue. She's showing the box right now.
No way. Why would it have to be a blue nose?
I don't know. Can anybody prove that wrong? Anyway, I said, okay, now I'm going to look into this stuff. And then she wrote back, and I'll be sitting here patiently waiting for your conspiracy pod. Laugh face. I know it. Damn it. I know it.
That, why would it be blue? That doesn't even make sense. Why would it ever start out blue?
Why would it ever be blue? But she's holding up the box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and his nose is blue. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't remember looking at his nose, but yeah. You would just assume it'd be black.
I mean, seriously, another meme that popped up too, speaking of cereal, because how many hours as a kid that you spent eating cereal and just looking at the back of the cereal box? Mm-hmm. And there would generally be crap to read. And I'm thinking, isn't that just ridiculous? I mean, literally didn't have a phone to stare at. So
God, what do we do? Yeah.
We weren't old enough to read the paper. So we were
read random facts and look at little cartoons and stuff they put on the back.
Ingredients and cartoons on the back of a cereal box and the same one every day. And just sit there and eat and stare. So I'm thinking, okay, so the whole just sitting there eating and staring, that didn't really start with the phone, you know, where people were just sitting around all staring at their phone.
Yeah.
For some reason, that just seems to be something we've done. I don't know.
Yeah. True. That is very true.
So there was that. And then short note, there's a movie that's out. And I don't know where I watched it. I think it was on Netflix. It's called Bad Words. Have you seen anything of it?
Nope.
It's funny. It's Jason Bateman. And it's about a bit. I'm just going to give you the big overview because this really doesn't get into what it's really about. But it's an adult man that finds a way to compete in the spelling bee. Because the rules didn't eliminate him. Because it's supposed to be nobody past eighth grade could be in it. And he never went to eighth grade.
That's funny.
So he qualifies for.
I love
he's
him.
He's in the spelling bee. And when it says bad words, there's some real blue language, man. Hilarious. But the way he talks to some of these kids, I've never seen the movie before. But it is hilarious.
Actually sounds really funny. And I love him.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. And then there's one on HBO. It's American Gigolo. which is Julian, if you remember American Gigolo, the original with Richard Gere, way back. But for some reason, I'm honestly kind of glad they did it. But this is kind of like a prequel for Julian and how he got his start. Rosie freaking O'Donnell's in it.
Really?
And she's like a police officer. If you watch it, you understand. If you don't, give it a shot. Because it's like, oh my God, backstory to Julian K. Holy crap. Never even thought, I haven't thought of American Gigolo, the movie, for 20 years.
But, no, me either.
But anyway, it was one of Richard Gere's early ones. So anywho, that's just a couple of things that I happened to catch that I pass along. So
rando facts.
I know, right? Little random things that I just wanted to drop in there for y'all. So that's all I got.
It's a lit Monday.
There you go. So very excited.
and with only spending $3 on 2 6-packs, more money could go into savings at Centris.
Oh, Centris would think that's very smart of you, except for the stealing part. You're breaking the rules.
Yeah. nervous. I know.
Coming up this Friday night, as we speak, it's the 30th of September, and that's going to be family night at Warner Park, and they're going to have a movie, and we can't tell you exactly what the movie is. It's very much family friendly. Magical night. We'll just put it like that. But bring a chair and a blanket if you want to sit down on the field and watch the big screen, or you can sit in the stands, but they will have concessions. All the details are on their website,
which is centrisfcu.org. 402-334-7000 is the number if you want to call them.
Thanks for catching that. I teed it up for you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I need it today. Apparently, things aren't coming to me like they should. I don't know why. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.